Moral collapse. Now, whose fault is it? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the booklet Evolution, Creation, and the Culture Wars. You know, many times I turn on Christian radio or TV and I hear complaints about the loss of Christian morality in the culture. But who and what's really to blame? You know, I've heard many reasons. Some say it started when prayer and the Bible were taken out of schools or when abortion was legalized and so on. But notice something. All these relate to moral issues. I suggest these are really symptoms of something far more troubling. In fact, the church, not the secular world, is ultimately responsible. Let me explain. I believe Satan's still using the same tactics he used in the Garden of Eden. He asked Eve, "Did God really say that?" He got her to question the authority of God's word, and then sin followed. You know, today he's doing exactly the same thing. He's been convincing many in the church to reject the Bible's clear teaching about the history in Genesis. This generation today no longer listens to the Bible's message about morality because it's based in that history. We need to get back to believing in the authority of the Word of God, beginning with Genesis.
To discover how Genesis connects to the culture wars of our day, request a fascinating booklet by Ken Ham. We'll send 10 copies of Evolution, Creation, and the Culture Wars when you send us a gift of any amount. To receive this wonderful tool, call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.